Rejoice always in the Lord is a message we need to hear today. This third Sunday of Advent is called Rejoicing Sunday. It was also known as Gaudete Sunday, using the Latin words for rejoice. The priest wearing pink vestments at this Sunday's liturgy may inspire some lightheartedness. In this dark winter, we look forward with hope to new possibilities and a new time of rejoicing and happiness. What brings us happiness? What makes for a merry Christmas? At Christmas, we go about spending money and buying gifts for one another. Does the secular aspect of spending money on holiday gifts bring us happiness? Or is there something more? When we stop to think about it, what brings us happiness is our being together with loved ones, sharing family and friendship. What brings us happiness is having meaning or purpose in our lives. Family and friends and even church community provide us with the love, affection, and support we need. But church and religion and our relationship with God can also provide us with our ultimate purpose or meaning in life. While our families need to support one another with our love and care, family relationships, unfortunately, can also be broken and in need of healing. Here, too, the church can help restore and heal broken relationships. Our time is a wilderness time, a desert time. A friend shared a quotation from The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Sitting in a dark underground maze, a hobbit bearing a ring converses with a wizard who has forgotten the way. "I wish it need not have happened in my time," said Frodo. "So do I," said Gandalf, "and so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that is given to us." While there is so much love and goodness in our world today, we also experience so much suffering and brokenness. If you will, our world needs salvation, saving love. We try to remember what matters most is our relationships with one another, with our natural world, and with our God. Even if those relationships need to be restored and renewed. John the Baptist preached in the wilderness. In the desert, life is so difficult. John cried out in the desert, but who was there to hear him? If John wanted to be more successful in his preaching, would he not have preached in Jerusalem? How successful, how effective is it to proclaim in the desert? John continued to preach in the wilderness. Eventually, a trickle of people began to come to hear what he had to say, to hear his call to change their lives and to be open to the coming of the kingdom of God. He desired to point them in the direction of happiness. He said he was not a prophet. "I am a voice crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." And continuing to quote the prophet Isaiah, John states, "I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice." Although John would suffer death under Herod, John still rejoiced and he pointed those who came to him toward Christ. There is one among you whom you do not recognize, whose sandal I am unworthy to loosen. The risen Christ is already actively at work in our world through his Holy Spirit, transforming the face of the earth. If we could open our eyes to see all the wonderful work around the world being done in the name of sacrificial love, we would sense the one among us we do not know, the one who brings us true happiness. We would rejoice. We may live in a desert time, not of our choosing. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that is given to us. On this rejoicing Sunday of Advent, we also hear the echo of St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.